It's continuing coverage of high school volleyball on 104.9 KLMJ. West Fork defeats Hampton Dumont Cal 3-2 in an unbelievable match between Franklin County's high school volleyball teams. Warhawk head coach Emily Grimen joins me right now. What's going through your mind right now after seeing what your team just did, being absolutely resilient, battling the ups and downs in this one, and coming out with the opening night victory?
I'm just so proud of them. They've worked so hard, and you know, we do have a different group coming in this year. We have a lot of new girls, and just for them to show up and trust each other and trust their training was huge. I'm just so proud of their fight.
So definitely some highs and lows, as I had mentioned, in this match. I think back to the third set, you get up to as many as 10-1 lead. Hampton Dumont Cal comes back to, they fight back and ultimately tie it up in set three. Then we go to set four. You guys are up by as many as 10 in that one, but unfortunately kind of let it slip away. What was kind of going through your mind after that fourth set? What were kind of some of those biggest factors you think in set four that kind of allowed things to kind of get away in that set to ultimately have to go to set five, you think?
Yeah, I think we, like, as a team, we started to get a little complacent, I guess, where we were, and we were sitting back a little bit and not staying on our toes and moving as quick as we were before. So, you know, I try to remind them, just dig deep, stay on your toes, trust yourself, trust your training, trust each other, just go for it. And we just kind of said, I mean, every time out, I said pretty much the same thing, just reminding them that, hey, you deserve to be here, you deserve to win, and they went out and they did it. So proud of them.
And then when it comes to set five, again, you build up a pretty big lead, and then it kind of slips away a little bit. HD Cal, you know, makes it close, you know, a couple of really close calls down the stretch. But what was your take on that fifth set, ultimately being able to close it out and, you know, take this one in epic fashion?
Yeah, set five is always a fight to the death. You know, it's always going to go, every point matters, every, you know, everything is just a little bit extra hype, a little bit extra intense. So for them to just dig deep and continue to fight through the whole thing was really huge for them. I think they needed that just to prove to themselves that they can and that they will. This is one of the first times that we've won a five-set game, like, historically. So for them to go out there and to prove that to themselves, that's huge. And to do it the first game of the season, you know, that makes me just so excited about what's to come.
Mm-hmm. Certainly everyone contributed, but a couple of standout players I want to ask about. I lost track of some of these stats, but Zeta Huff, I want to say, had like double-digit aces, like a totally insane number in
yes.
a single match. Man, she was certainly an X factor tonight at that service line. What can you say about what she was able to do, you know, play some of those serves and make it really tough on Hampton Dumont Cal?
She is one of the most consistent players out there. Like, you will never know if something's bothering her. She just stays pretty even. I always say she has ice in her veins. Like, she's just ready to go for it. So, you know, she kept mixing it up a little bit with where she was putting it. And, you know, we had confidence in her. She has confidence in her serve. And that showed tonight. Yeah, she did a phenomenal job serving tonight.
And then Abby Schoening, one of the senior leaders for the team, really kind of able to mix it up, you know, from the setter position, you know, does a great job of finding those teammates as well, but was able to be a really offensive setter, got a fair amount of kills herself tonight. What can you say about her, you know, that versatility, being able to mix it up on the, like that, keep opponents on their toes, you know?
Yeah, she's just a light on the court, like just straight fire out there. She is a returner from before. You know, she was our setter last year. So for her to come in and to be that leader for others, she's going to bring the hype. She's going to want the ball. She wants to be out there. She's going to go get it. And so I'm just proud of her leadership and for her to do it all. She's always been a great hitter. Just we haven't utilized her that way yet. And so it's really exciting to see her, you know, really own that position and be able to do both for us and do a great job at it.
Mm-hmm. So certainly a couple key contributors there. Anyone else on your team you kind of want to recognize for their efforts here tonight? I suppose it's kind of a team effort
yeah.
when something like this takes place.
Oh, yeah. Well, honestly, all of them. I'm just so proud of our bench players. I'm proud of the girls out there for coming together, for trusting each other, for going and being able to pick each other up when we were down. And I want to give a shout-out to our libero, Maddie Johnson. She busted her butt out there just going for everything. And five sets is tough as a libero. So for her to go out there and do the thing, she did a great job. I'm just so proud of all of them. Good team win.
Mm-hmm. So again, opening night moves you to 1-0. What's your take on how this match can propel you guys forward into the season? I know you have a tournament at Garner Hayfield Ventura on Saturday, but what are the biggest ways that this team can grow from tonight now that you're 1-0 on the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, just continue to get faster, continue to stay disciplined, to trust ourselves, to have confidence. I think this night, You know, I always tell them, in order to build confidence, you have to get uncomfortable. And so getting in these situations where we do have a team that's going to fight back, you know, that does make you get uncomfortable, and it puts you in that position to get better, to grow, to gain that confidence. So this win tonight was for them to set the stage, to say, hey, we can, and we're ready. And so just to continue to get a little bit better each day and just see what happens.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about your team here tonight?
Gosh, I just love this team. I'm so excited to see what this season brings us.
All right. That's West Fork volleyball coach Emily Griman joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time tonight, and congrats on this epic victory.
Thank you.